From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Following the mass shooting in Las Vegas this week, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi claimed there's been one mass shooting per day so far this year. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols examined Pelosi's statement and the very different definitions of these horrific crimes.
Pelosi said there have been more than 270 mass shootings through early October. She was writing in a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan urging stronger gun background checks the day after the Las Vegas tragedy. We found the Congresswoman picked a very broad definition for mass shootings, one in which four or more people are shot, but no one is necessarily killed. In the past, the federal government has defined a mass shooting as one in which four or more victims die. Garen Wintemute of the Firearm Violence Research Center at UC Davis said there is no settled answer on what defines a mass shooting.
Others have come along, and I think quite reasonably said we should count people who've been shot and wounded, not just people who are shot and killed, as we think about mass shootings. So clearly the definition has shifted over time.
When we looked further at Pelosi's tally, we found it includes gang shootings and home invasion robberies, neither of which is typically considered a mass shooting. But the strict definitions are also flawed. Requiring that four victims die means an event where numerous people are shot and injured, but less than four are killed, would never be logged as a mass shooting. In the end, we decided not to rate Pelosi's claim on our Truth-O-Meter. Her definition has plenty of problems, but for now, there doesn't appear to be any widely accepted definition without its own significant flaws. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
You can find this story, plus a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.